Second date update.
We haven't been to a lot of off-site team bonding events at our radio station. But I've heard
Thankfully, yeah. We don't want to give management any ideas, Jeff. I don't know what you're saying.
I have heard that other companies do that.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And one of the big events that they do is the trust fall, where you stand with your arms crossed, either on top of a desk or on a tree stump out in the woods, and you fall back and just trust that your team likes you enough to catch you.
There is no way I would trust any of you to catch me.
The only good part of that is the part where you get to close your eyes for a second.
Yeah.
I will say I do know the one person in this room that I would accidentally let slip through my fingers.
Oh, is it me? But I catch all of you.
I guess you'll just have to fall and see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it all comes down to trust. And unfortunately, our listener Kevin recently asked his date to just trust him.
That did he do a trust fall with his date?
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, okay, that'd be really awkward.
But it was possibly the worst thing that could have happened when she said yes.
No!
Kevin, you came to the right place because we were just voted the least trusted morning show in North America. So welcome, brother.
Well, congratulations on that award, everyone.
Yeah,
thank you.
Sounds like from Jeff's description that you should be part of our show.
Exactly.
Sound very untrustworthy, sir.
I mean, it's not my fault, but I still feel terrible about what happened.
Never is. Never
All right.
is.
Okay, well, I trust you already.
Okay.
Let's start at the beginning. Tell us about the girl that you met and how you met her.
All right. So her name is Courtney. Mm-hmm. Met her online. And like, it's obviously online, so I can only go off the pictures. But in the pictures, you know, she had a great smile and she was sporting bangs, which to me is usually a red flag, but she rocked them well.
Bangs. Brooke has bangs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now you're not trustworthy and I'm offended.
Actually, it makes sense.
What don't you like about bangs? Why is that a red flag?
Here's like, bangs look good on certain people. Like, it looked good on her. It's that usually when a girl decides to get bangs, it's after something traumatic happened in their life.
Good point.
Yeah, Brooke got married, and then right away.
Brooke, you seem more convinced now.
No. I don't. That part kind of checks out.
Yeah.
So what did you and Courtney decide to do for your date?
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit, and, you know, it seemed like we were getting along fine. And she said, I get to pick where we go on the first date. And we decided to do dinner. I love wings. It's my favorite food.
Yes. Wings. It could be a questionable first date food, though, because it's so messy.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
But here's the thing. That's actually why I love wings on a first date, because it is messy. You, like, put your guard down.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell a lot about someone by how they eat their wings.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Very true.
Yeah, so she tells me she doesn't normally eat wings, but I told her about this like place that I love, and she said she trusted me, which I did. I feel really bad that she did trust me, but
that's where the trust comes.
Why?
In.
What? I mean, what happened?
Well, you know, we sit down, we start looking at the menu, and she admits to me that she's never had bone-in wings before. She's only ever eaten boneless wings.
I married a man who doesn't want to know that animals have bones for some reason.
I
don't
think
get it.
Is better, for
no
sure.
No way. You're just eating chicken nuggets then.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So did you want to end the date right there, or did you keep going?
No, because here's the thing. Like I said, that was like red flag number two for me.
But... Oh, it was a red flag for you.
Oh, it should be.
I mean, I think it shows that she's adventurous and that she's open to trying new things. Like, she's never tried it before, but she's there. She's ready to do it.
Well, that's what I liked about her, though. She said that she's never had boneless wings, and I said, tell you what, why don't you order some, and you can have some of my bone-in wings, and I can sort of show you how to eat them.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh,
that's good. Nice. That's fun.
That's a green flag instead of a red flag.
Actually, I think it's
that takes away a red flag, so not only one red flag.
Right?
But it's also showing he does compromise, right?
Because
she's ordering bone-free.
You guys are overthinking it.
That's a yellow flag. So now we have... We have a green flag, two red flags, and a yellow flag.
Which I think means we're at purple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll mix them all together.
Or we have a rainbow flag, which we love as well.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's like, it's all kinds of colors.
All right, we approve. Bottom line so far, Kevin. What happens next?
So the food gets there, and I give her one of my bone-in wings. And she, honestly, I thought it was adorable. She, like, genuinely did not even know how to approach the thing.
I think people can see that if you've had one.
Yeah.
Okay.
How was it?
She loved it. She was like, oh my God, this is so much better. And
yes!
I said, I know.
It does taste so much better.
Yeah, so I give her a couple of my bone-in wings. I take some of her chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And legit, the third wing she bites into, she actually just bit into it. I don't know if like she forgot that the bone was in there or something.
Oh, no.
But oh, that just hurt my mouth.
She crack a tooth?
She, yes, straight up chipped her front tooth.
Oh! Her front
like,
tooth?
Front tooth.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Like, yeah.
She sees on my face that I'm freaking out. And she starts freaking out. She like gets up, like, I have to leave. I have to leave
I'd
right
cry.
Now.
Oh, it's
my
so
gosh.
Embarrassing.
That and bangs together.
Oh,
could
stop.
You imagine?
I mean, God.
Not a good look.
Was she Jim Carrey? Dumb and Dumber? No,
just horrible.
Oh, I mean, man. Here's the thing. There's like something of a happy ending here.
Really?
I told her a friend of the family is like a dentist.
Okay.
And so I called them up, and she said that she could see her right now.
Oh.
So we jumped in an Uber. We went over there. Like, it was after hours, so she opened up just to, like, see her and actually fixed it up. Like, you really couldn't tell that anything had even happened.
Wow.
Oh,
bro,
lucky.
I'll give you credit. You are a problem solver. This
yes.
whole time, she throws little things at you, and you just help.
Maybe,
I like this.
Maybe she's not calling you back because she got the dentist bill.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be $4,000.
Yeah.
Is that true? Did you have to pay for it?
No, my friend said it was free of charge.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
nice.
You're coming off actually
clutch.
Looking really
Dude.
Good here.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And he found the one scenario. Nice dentist in the world.
So, I mean, is that where the date ended, I'm assuming? You said goodbye after that?
I mean, if you want to call it a date, I feel like we were on a date for about 20-something minutes,
yeah.
and then we spent another, like, 2 to 3 hours together. But
you were more on a medical emergency.
Exactly, and I've been in contact with her. You know, it's like we still talk. But whenever I ask, like, if she's busy or if she wants to hang out again, that's when she doesn't respond.
Oh, interesting. All right, okay. We're going to pin her down and make her answer.
We're at an orange flag with her right now. We've got to get to the green again. So we're going to play a song, come back, and try and get your second date update right after this, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on. Second date update. You know, there's that famous saying, ain't no thang but a chicken wang.
Yes, love
yeah.
that saying.
Uh-huh.
Turns out chicken wings are a little more dangerous than we originally thought.
Yeah.
Because one of our listeners, Kevin, encouraged his date, Courtney, to taste a bone-in chicken wing for the very first time in her life, which was great, except for the part where she chipped her front tooth on the bone.
Oh,
not worth it.
No.
I could see, I mean, she was eating boneless and bone-in at the same time, so I could see where when she bit
totally.
Down, she just wasn't thinking.
Totally.
Get a little confused. But luckily, Kevin had a family connection with a dentist and got it fixed for her that night,
Dude,
free of charge.
That's amazing.
Impressive. Mm-hmm.
Still, though, she's been acting a little bit different. He said still cordial between them,
right.
but not much else going on. And he wants a redo.
Kevin, the one thing I didn't ask you, was she like super grateful for the dentist or was she kind of blaming you for having to go get her tooth fixed?
No, she was super duper nice about it. She said, I can't believe I did that, but thank God you knew someone who could help. So she seemed like she was in good spirits. So.
Oh, okay.
It's hard for me to believe. No one's in good spirits after visiting the dentist. I don't care how nice they are.
Maybe they got laughing gas. She had nice.
Oh, yeah, she was high. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's just call her. I mean, we'll see if she even picks up, but... Hopefully she does, and we can get a little bit more of an explanation from her, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All Hopefully right. she's not, like, whistling through her tooth a little bit.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to dial her number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Courtney?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Courtney. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Can't gauge her.
Yeah, just say hi. Just continue the conversation.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm Jeff.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Yep.
Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, as per mentioned previously.
Yep. And we're all here too. I'm Brooke.
Hi.
Oh, okay. It's like a conference call.
Kind of.
Yeah.
We're all in a radio studio just calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Why?
Because one of our listeners went out on a date with you recently, and afterwards, things have cooled down between the two of you. He's hoping that it could heat back up.
That's a weird way to say it.
What? Like a chicken wing.
Oh.
Heat it up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You know who we're talking about after he said chicken wing?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
We're talking about Kevin, just to be clear.
He
right?
sounds darling. I mean, when we talk to him.
Yeah, no, he's a nice person.
Yeah, totally.
Just that whole date was just like, pretty much like the worst date of my life, but not his fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
But we assume that he agrees. I mean, it was out of his control, but obviously getting rushed to the dentist is not like your dream date.
No, no. And I don't really know exactly what he told you guys, but yeah, it just didn't leave me, you know, feeling too comfortable about.
Well, I can fill you in on the parts that we do know, which is that you guys went to a chicken wing place. Mm-hmm. He encouraged you to try a bone-in chicken for the first time, which caused you to chip your tooth.
Yep.
But then he said he had a family connection.
Yeah, well, that part was really wonderful, and he was really awesome to do that. But there was, like, a whole situation at the dentist.
Did you not like the doctor?
No, she was really sweet. It's just, it felt like it took longer than it should have, you know?
Oh. Well, it's a chipped tooth. I couldn't believe they could even just fix it in one visit.
Yeah,
no, they were, this woman was like, I think her name was like Claire. She was really nice. So
Okay. That's
not the issue. And I don't know if he told you, but like, she's really beautiful. Mm. Hot. Okay. Let's just, she's a really hot dentist.
I need a new dentist. Can I get a number?
That's a bad referral. Is that a bad thing?
No, except for the fact that Kevin was just openly flirting with her the whole time.
What?
Like,
how?
Right in front of me.
No way.
Just, like, saying, like, all the shit he didn't need to, how nice she looks, how she's so sweet, and all this, like, family from who knows when.
But she was doing him a favor, right? Like, she's staying late. He's probably just trying to compliment her.
I was there. I know what it was. She's flirting back, and there was a lot of chemistry. And don't get me wrong, there was chemistry between me and him, too. But
you're just sitting there with a broken front tooth.
Like, I couldn't even open my mouth. I mean, forget about talking, and he's over there talking about how great she looks.
Okay, is that why you say that it took so long, that he was just flirting with her the whole time?
Yes.
Really?
Like, literally, she would stop, and they would talk and laugh, and then she'd be like, oh, let me change my gloves and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just there, you know? It's like, you went to get her coffee. They drank it.
They drank coffee in the middle.
Sounds like you kind of felt like you were watching another date happen on your
that
date.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right.
And they came in with martinis. It was like, where'd you get those from?
Are you remembering this correctly? Were you on any anesthesia or anything? Are you like...
No, I didn't have any anesthesia. No.
Okay, just no.
Are you sure you didn't hallucinate that whole thing?
I'm just saying.
Like, honestly, like, obviously she's really cool and it was great that she did this, but I just felt like maybe they have some emotions there that they need to kind of figure out.
You're making a lot of assumptions. Like, it, to me, it's just like, it's a family friend. I would assume she's older because she's...
No, she is not older.
She's not.
She is his age, and he couldn't, like, keep his eyes or his attention off of her. Like, he literally didn't talk to me until we were leaving.
Okay.
Well, I can understand why you may have felt that way that night, but I would love to hear how Kevin actually felt, because he's actually on the other line listening right now. And wants to talk to you, unless, I don't know, he's on a second call with Claire.
Oh, stop it, doctor.
You're joking.
Mm-mm.
I'm not. Kevin?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Courtney,
so awkward.
I'm sorry to surprise you. Is it okay if I ask you a few things about this?
Oh.
Well, sure. What do you want to ask me?
I don't even know where to begin. Like, this is just very weird to me. That's how you saw it. I just want to let you know the backstory with me and Claire. She's literally my mom's best friend's daughter. So she's like my god sister, essentially.
That doesn't make it better.
Yeah, that doesn't really.
But like, here's the thing. Like, we were literally just catching up. I hadn't seen her in forever.
Yeah, but I get that. But like, catching up about how you have the most amazing eyes. Oh, and that smile.
It's
just like when you complimented her smile, and I literally wasn't sure if I was going to have a front tooth. It just wasn't the right time, you know?
Look, I didn't mean to be inconsiderate. It's just like, she is beautiful, you know, like she has literally competed.
Yeah, we know, we established that.
Okay, but like, I feel like just because she's beautiful, you can't hold that against me. I feel like that's...
No, it wasn't how she looks. No, it wasn't how she looks. It's how you gave her so much attention during a really difficult moment for me.
Can I just ask, Kevin, why... Why would you compliment her eyes? You know, like, I could even say smile because she's a dentist. I could maybe see that, but, like, the
eyes.
Have
you ever sat in one of those dentist chairs with those bright lights shining on you? It makes your eyes pop.
She wasn't sitting in the chair.
It's like a ring
the whole room. The whole room, everybody in the room is instantly gorgeous.
It's just, that's not like a friendly compliment.
Well,
that's it's a flirty compliment.
I feel like I need to ask this question. Kevin, have you ever hooked up with Claire before?
Do we want this answer? That's I don't know that question. We do.
I think we do.
I'll tell you straight up, no, we never have. And look, yes, we have like some sort of like vibe or chemistry or whatever. Oh. But here's the thing. Like, I heard you ask, like, you didn't know if she was single. She is single. She's been single for a while. I just never wanted to go down that road with her because, like I said, I see her almost like a family member, but not really.
This is so hard. I can understand both their points. I really can.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney, I don't want to invalidate your feelings, but they've known each other going way, way back. There's already, like, just an established friendship there, and I don't think it's fair to have a beauty contest in the middle of your oral exam.
I don't think that's it. I think it's about the way he made her feel.
He promises to call you beautiful at least 100 times on your next date that we will send you on and pay for. If you're still up for it, what do you think, Courtney?
Guys, I'm just enjoying my new tooth.
Okay.
I'm gonna chill out.
You got a free tooth. I like it.
New tooth life.
It's a gorgeous tooth, by the way.
Yeah. So is that
sexiest tooth I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Good job, Jeff.
Kevin, would you like to throw in some compliments about her pretty teeth?
I mean, I literally said I thought you had a great smile when they asked me about you, and you still do. I'm happy about that.
Aww.
I'm just disappointed that apparently we're not going to go out again.
Oh, man.
I don't blame you, buddy.
You know what you learn? Never be friends with women.
That's not the lesson.
I feel you, man.
I support that, actually. Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I think the part of the second date that I just can't wrap my head around is, like, I get she felt a little ignored, you know? But what is a guy supposed to say to a girl who's propped up in a dentist chair for 2 hours? To make her feel special.
Anything but complimenting another girl.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he could find memes. He could find YouTube videos to show her. He could get on TikTok and be like, look at this. This is funny. Like, he actually doesn't even have to say anything. Mm-hmm. He just has to feign interest in her.
That was good, bro.
Just sit there and shut up for 2 hours while you comp this.
I mean, are you serious that you would actually compliment a family friend by telling her she has beautiful eyes?
If they looked beautiful, I think people like compliments.
And then, that's not a thing.
It's just not.
I don't think it's fair. Like, if you went somewhere, you wouldn't be allowed to talk to a family friend in front of your husband.
He admitted they had a thing. Like, they had a vibe, right? Mm-hmm. Him and the dentist. It's just he hadn't acted on it. I mean, I could see his side. I understand why he wants a date and he's still interested in Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You can?
Yeah, I can.
It doesn't sound like you can.
I can see both sides. I can.
Yeah, same here. You know, I can see both
sides. He put effort into going out with Courtney again. I think she should have said yes.
I think he said too many compliments.
Okay.
Maybe three too many.
Well, I was going to tell Brooke what I thought about her eyes, but forget it.
You can't even see him behind these glasses.
All right, never mind then. I won't say anything. I'll just say, if you ever want to get a second date update, email the show. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.